So the instructions then that you get on how to practice with this, Gil Fronsdale makes the point that calm is needed in order to look at the body in a deeper way like this. And the more calm, the more concentrated you get, the better you're able to see these very fine experiences. So we're looking at the more and more refined experiences as we progress. And in doing so, we drop the grosser conceptual models of the body and its parts. And again, this is kind of a progressive practice of taking the body, looking at the body parts to break it down, and then looking further into these fundamental elements, material elements. We're a little bit out of order, as you saw in that first slide. Mary Habermann's postures and activities would normally be presented first before we do the physical characteristics here. But with the ideas of these physical characteristics, applying them in postures and activities is a great way to practice. It's really where you see these kind of elements clearly. Most of the books explain that when you take a step in walking, you're seeing lifting like we did with the hand. That's fire element, movement, air element, dropping, heaviness of the earth element, touching, that's the softness, hardness of the earth element. So you can really practice this in those body postures. Yeah, Karen found this this quotes from this book called Zen Judaism by David M. Bader. So there's one that says, be aware of your body. Be aware of your perceptions. And keep in mind that not every physical sensation is a symptom of a terminal illness. Something from her mother would have said. Might try a little exercise with this.